Welcome to Podcast 2 in our Ask the Employer series. Last week, Tom, Charlie and Willow spoke with Audrey from All Design. We learned all about their job, how they got into the job, where did they start, and their opinion on the job. Today, we're going to hear all about Neptune Energy, and particularly from Ian, as Finlay and Archie ask their questions.
How long have you been working at this job for?
I've been working in the industry for 12 and a half years.
Who do you work for?
The company I work for is called Neptune Energy here in Aberdeen.
What qualifications are needed?
For in the type of job I do, in the team that I work in, I've got an undergraduate degree, and then most people, probably 99% of people, have a postgraduate degree, so an MSc, or some people even have PhDs to do the job.
Describe what you do in a general day.
First thing, check emails, get coffee, if not two, any meetings, and the job I do, I work closely with the drilling department, so we're drilling offshore, so looking at all the reports and all the information that comes in from the rig, and we've got specialist software that I put that into, and work out where we are, what we're doing, and then on other things, be planning the next wells that we're going to drill, or just other topics related to my subject, so in between meetings about stuff I don't want to have to go to, but I have to go to, so that's life.
Describe your job in 10 words.
Ah, okay, this is the one I had to write down. Okay, in 10 words. I understand and characterise the subsurface to develop hydrocarbon fields. So do you understand that, or...? Basically, I'm a geologist, that's my job. So I work in the oil industry. Everything's like thousands of meters beneath the seabed, so you obviously can't go and see it. So you have to take lots of different types of information, try and understand what's there and describe it, characterize it in a way that we can present it to people to make kind of very big decisions in terms of the money we're going to spend and what we want to do. So it's like a lot to do. So in 10 words, that was the best I could do.
Why did you choose this career?
I went to university to do a geography degree. I didn't know what geology was at all. I didn't do it at school. And then the day I signed up for my courses, the guy that signed me up turned out to be the head of the geology department at the University of Aberdeen. Signed me up to something called geology. And then after about a year, maybe a year and a half through university, I realised actually that's what I wanted to do. So I dropped geography and then focused on geology, and then realised I could get a good job in the oil industry with a good career. So it worked out very well in the end. I didn't know what I was going to do, so it showed you something. So it was just luck anyway, which was great.
What or who inspired you?
I went to do geography at school. I had a really good geography teacher. I went to school at Mackay Academy in Stonehaven. So I had a really good geography teacher. We did lots of field trips, went to Iceland, looked at volcanoes and faults and things like that, and geothermal springs and all those good things. So that's why I went to do geography. And then at work, people that I work with generally inspire if they do something really cool with what we're trying to work out or a new way of doing things. It's always a good way to learn from, you know, people you're at work with or the same with you guys, people you're at school with, and have the best ideas around about you. So.
Was your career difficult when you first started?
Yes, it was, because obviously being at uni for 5 years, I thought I knew everything and then realised actually I had to start again from scratch. So it would be the same starting a new subject or school, you know, you have to do the work to start with. But I also had good people, good managers that helped me. But it was a big learning stage. And to be honest, even now I still learn every day, which is why I enjoy the job. I can learn something new every day, which is great. So.
Did you do any job before this one?
I was wondering, do you mean like professional job or just...
A job in general.
Oh, well, when I was at school in Stonehaven, I worked in a kitchen in a hotel, and I also worked in Summerfield when that was a shop. Then, when I was at uni, I worked in Summerfield and George Street, of all places, cooking chickens on the rotisserie, which was a terrible job. Because I used to come home absolutely stinking of greasy chickens. And then one summer, between third and fourth year at uni, I actually worked doing the recycling bins, which during the summer actually was quite a good job because it was just outside the whole time and loads of exercise. So yeah, lots of little part-time jobs. But then when I went to do my master's, then I got this job, and that's the job I've worked my way through for the past 12 years. So, but yeah, when I was at school and at uni, I had part-time jobs for money. So,
is this your dream job?
My dream job? It's a good job and I enjoy it, but I think probably when I was a teenager, I idealised I'd become a professional golfer. The problem is that I'm pretty average at golf, so it's a bit tricky. So is it my dream job? I don't know. But probably if you spoke to a professional golfer, he'd probably rather be a basketball player or a, you know, a racing car driver. So, you know, it's hard to know what your dream job is, but I do enjoy it. So,
would you prefer to have a different career?
No. I'm happy with it because I can use my degree all the time. And as I said, I learn a lot, constantly learning, work with good people. So no, I'm very happy with my career choice as it stands.
What was your first idea for a job?
I think when I worked in the hotel when I was a teenager, like your age, no, maybe I was 16, so a little bit older, I thought I'd be a chef, like a professional chef. But then I realised you have to work about 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that put me off a little bit. So I think that was maybe what I first thought I wanted to do, so I realised.
And those are the questions then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's it for the podcast. Listening to our Ask the Employer series podcast. In the next episode, we have Boyner, Kai, and Maya.